talking about a home,
talking about a home.
Talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say at home,
talking about a home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home. Talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Special thanks to today's show producer, Izzy Mager, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home for our home theme song. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows that we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Ashley Heyer from Kreger Showrooms, Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms, Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, and also Zach Plouffe with Cabinet IQ, and finally Stephen Kokolka with Decks and Docks. Well, I did mention the Charleston Fall Home Show happening August 28th through the 30th at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. We did our home show earlier this year in January at Patriots Point and had a great show. We had a waiting list of vendors that wanted to display in the show, and that the vendors loved the show because they do a lot of business with folks that live in Mount Pleasant, Isle of Palm, Sullivan's Island, and the show being at Patriots Point drew a lot of homeowners, affluent homeowners from those areas. And so we're coming back. We decided to relaunch our fall home show, so we'll be at Patriots Point August 28th through the 30th, and then coming up in January, we'll be at the North Charleston Convention Center for the Charleston Home and Design Show. So that's an annual event, our January home show, and then our new Charleston Fall Home Show will be at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant every year. And we're also going to be doing, in conjunction with the Charleston Fall Home Show, the Charleston Fall Luxury Home Tour on Friday, August 28th. And we've still got a couple of spots for homes. If any builders are interested, if you have a beautiful home you'd like to show off on Isle of Palms, Daniel Island, Sullivan's Island, or Mount Pleasant, those are the areas that we're focused on for the Charleston Fall Luxury Home Tour that goes along with the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 28th through the 30th. Well, if you haven't picked up the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you better get it soon. If you have a bathroom remodel in the future, we showcase over 70 bathroom projects and tell you exactly who the people are, the contractors that can help you create your own beautiful bathroom. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Ashley Heyer with Kreger Showrooms. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. Ashley, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Kreger Showrooms.
Kreger Showrooms, we're a family-owned company, so we're out of Irmo, South Carolina. And the showroom here has been in Charleston for 24 years. We originally called Design on Tap, but then we took the family name, which has always been Kreger Company, last year. And Krager Showrooms, we offer plumbing, lighting, and now appliances.
All right. Good deal. And Krager Showrooms has an amazing showroom. I'm kind of a sucker for showrooms. If you do it right, I think they're beautiful. And Krager Showrooms has definitely done it right. And I was going to ask you, Ashley, for any of our listeners that maybe have not had a chance to visit Krager Showrooms, can you kind of walk us through what people will experience when they visit Krager Showrooms?
Sure. Well, when you first come in, you're greeted by some lighting. We have various lighting up front, sconces and some chandeliers, and that flows through to the plumbing area, which, again, we feature certain lighting and vignettes. And we have working showers, working faucets, so you can test faucets, test shower heads, see different vignettes from all your major manufacturers. A lot of freestanding tubs because they're extremely popular right now, but we also have working tubs. So you can see how an air tub works versus a whirlpool tub. So a lot of hands-on stuff here for you to just check out. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we flow into our appliance area, which we recently added another 3,500 square feet of appliances. So from all your major manufacturers as well, too, and set up a beautiful vignette. So you can see how it would look in your house, because so many people have a hard time envisioning what it would look like in a space. So we've tried to set ours up a little bit differently, where it's more not just cookie cutter what the manufacturer says to you to display the product, but we've actually put them into custom cabinetry.
Nice. So you're not looking at just rows of appliances or rows of lighting fixtures. Krager Showrooms creates these vignettes that are sort of a room settings showcase the lighting and the plumbing fixtures and the appliances.
Yes, so you can see what hardware we also offer hardware, but how hardware looks when it's installed on a refrigerator that has panels versus mm-hmm. just a stainless refrigerator with generic drawers. Nothing wrong with generic pulls, but we offer all the custom ones as well.
Mm. So a homeowner that is building a custom home or having a large remodel project done, mm-hmm. they can knock out quite a few of the selections that they need to make at Krager Showrooms.
Yeah, it's pretty much, it's almost a one-stop shop. So between plumbing, lighting, appliances, and hardware, we're covering the majority of stuff that's would be in a remodel or a new construction.
How often does Krager Showrooms trade out change the vignettes, for example?
With plumbing, we try to do it, every year and a half or so. Mm-hmm. Appliances, I'm telling you what, they did. They come out with new models so often. We've been turning over a lot. So as soon as something's discontinued, we sell it off the floor, deep discount. So always come in and ask about that. And then replace it with the current model.
Nice.
So it happens pretty quick, yeah.
For appliances, what you mentioned the panels that can go over the refrigerator, for example. Mm-hmm. Is stainless steel also still very popular, or I'm always looking for that different color or that different finish,
right.
for and different companies have tried it over the years. Is anything sticking?
Yeah, so color is pretty big right now. So between you'll have stainless, and then you'll have versions of stainless, like a black stainless or a matte black stainless, and then you also have manufacturers that are coming out with different colored doors, whether it's white, charcoal, blue, and then you have companies like True and Blue Star, which will do any REL color. So a designer can pick out, or a homeowner can pick out any color they want, and they will make it that color. So, yeah,
that's
pretty
great.
Cool. Yeah.
And Krager Showrooms, do you take walk-ins, or is it better to set up an appointment?
I mean, we always welcome anybody who wants to walk through and ask, a couple questions. Of course, to get the best dedicated service, of course, we're going to ask for an appointment. That way that consultant can be with you and focus on you versus being pulled away to other things. So, mm-hmm. but always happy to answer any questions that a client might have when just coming walking through.
And the consultants is everything does everything match, or do the consultants help to mix different finishes?
Mixed metals is still pretty big, and so yes, we're happy to show where, you know, this finish will go with this finish. You know, brasses are always brass. Every manufacturer's brass is different, so. You know, so you want to be able to come close or match exactly or be different so it doesn't look like you're trying to match it exactly. So, but yes, we do that all the time. And I forgot to our outdoor appliance area. We also offer outdoor appliances. So whether you're looking at smokers, ceramics, pellet grills, flat tops, pizza ovens, you know, grills, side burners. There's the new social station. I think it's Evoke, which is round. And so it's like where people can all grill. It's pretty cool. We don't actually have that one on the floor, but it is new and we're aware of it. And so we're telling people about it. It seems to be pretty popular.
What is the social station again?
It's a round griddle, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
And when you cook on it, when you take something off a griddle, you've lost the temperature underneath the item you're cooking. So you pull it away, it has to reheat. But this is something that the temperature stays constant all the time. So there's no having to wait to reheat to throw something back on to have it sear or whatever, whatever, depending on what you're cooking. Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool. And what's the manufacturer for the social station?
Oh, gosh. I think it's Evoke.
Evoke?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good deal. And I was going to ask you about outdoor kitchens, even though it's getting hot. If you've got some shade and a breeze, you know, this is the time of year to be grilling outdoors. Talk about some
That's
of the
right.
outdoor kitchen items that Krager
yes.
Showrooms offers.
Yeah, so in addition to the appliances I just talked about, we also do all the under-counter refrigeration, whether it's, you know, like a standalone under-counter refrigeration or it's refrigeration drawers that are made for outdoors. There's all kinds of stuff made for outdoors now. And we also offer cabinetry. We have a couple of two different manufacturers that are making those. Very high-end, beautiful. Again, colors come into play there.
Mm.
Lots of people want color outside, so...
And the outdoor cabinetry, that's made of a material that stands up to the weather?
Yeah, so it's stainless, and there's also marine grade,
okay,
which is important here. Yeah, and the colors are powder coated, so over the stainless. So yeah, made to stand up here.
Nice. Well, do you have any customers that ever come to Krager Showrooms just for, you know, not an entire kitchen or bathroom, but for small items like ceiling fans or light fixtures? Just
oh, yes. Yes, we have lots of people coming and go, I'm just looking for a kitchen faucet.
Well, gotcha.
Come on in. Let us help you find a kitchen faucet. So, yeah. So, yeah. And usually people aren't, when they're coming in for that, they're usually not making an appointment. They're just popping in.
Yeah.
I need a new kitchen faucet.
What would you say to a homeowner that is may think that the same fixtures that they can find at Krager Showrooms are the same fixtures they can find at a big box store? Is that true or is that not true?
I mean, there's very little crossover that is exactly the same. There are some things that are exactly the same, but a lot of the faucets and shower systems, they have to make it less expensive. Same manufacturers, but they make it less expensive because they have to be able to sell the price points at the big boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but also, you know, they're not the experts in their field, so they're not going to know the questions to ask you. You know, what do you want to do in your shower? Is water pressure a big thing for you? You're going to have multiple things on at the same time. Like, those just aren't things that they're experts in, whereas we are. So
always
nice to go to an expert.
For sure. Yeah. Someone who actually works in the, in that field versus maybe they were, over there in flooring last week or something like that.
Sure.
How do the manufacturers make the faucets, for example, cheaper to sell at a big box store versus, Krager Showrooms?
Sure. A lot of times you'll have, like, instead of brass drains, you'll have plastic drains. Lots more plastic pieces, white metals or pot metals, as we call them, versus brass faucets. So, and those have a tendency over time, especially in coastal environments, to start, you know how you see it corroding at the bottom and stuff where mm-hmm. the finish starts popping off? That's usually because it's on a less expensive metal.
Mm. And you know, it might be cheap up front to buy that fixture at a big box store, but you know, you have to replace it sooner, which means calling that plumber in to a second time to replace it. So that's where it can start to get expensive for a homeowner, is the installation. And so you might as well just buy a good quality fixture that you can find at Kreger showrooms versus one of the big box stores.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how can folks get more information about Kreger showrooms?
Well, they can visit our website, which is kregershowrooms.com. And that will show a little bit about each of the, you can also go through and search. You can set up an account on there and make your wish list, and that'll come to us and we can get back with you on that or answer questions that you have. Feel free to come in, visit us, just come cruise the showroom and see what you think. And you can schedule an appointment then. You can always call us with questions at 843-329-0661. And to visit us in person, we're at, it's real easy. It's right off I-26. We're at 4790 Gower Drive in North Charleston. So right near Tanger area.
Right off of Montague, East Montague. Yeah, it is a very central location. In fact, the building used to be a Lowe's way back when.
It did, I think in the 80s.
And they chose that because it was a good central location.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, and you can always find Kreger showrooms within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Ashley Heyer with Kreger Showrooms. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Look forward to the conversation.
You too. Michael, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Express Sunrooms.
Well, Express Sunrooms is a full-service design-build outdoor living space company. Our name is obviously Express Sunrooms. That's kind of where we started at, but over the years, we've grown more into basically full service for the backyard. So screen porches, pergolas, decks, patios, any type of outdoor living feature or product or service, that's kind of where we're at now.
Gotcha. So Express Sunrooms, you folks started out just helping homeowners with sunrooms, and then things took off from there. How long has Express Sunrooms been in business?
We started back in 2005, so we're around that 20-year mark, just over it, actually, right here in the Low Country is where we started, and we do have some other locations spread across the country, but this is our home base.
Nice. Well, congratulations. 20 years, that's a long time to sustain a business. There's lots of ups and downs, I'm sure, during that time, and lots of great moments and stressful moments, too, right?
Yep, that's true. We've been through it all. You know, back in 2008, 2009, the economy wasn't great. And then, of course, the whole COVID thing. But you learn a lot along the way, and you learn how to best serve your customers in every situation. And I think that experience is paying off for us today.
So of all the different outdoor living items that you just mentioned, pergolas and decks and paver patios and fire pits and sunrooms, what are homeowners asking for these days?
You know, I was reading an article recently, and I thought to myself, wow, this is really saying something special. And it said that, you know, when people would go out and buy homes in the past, they wanted to get the biggest, nicest home on the block kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, things have changed. Now people aren't trying to get the biggest and nicest home on the block. They're trying to buy a home, regardless of the size, that really fits their lifestyle. So when you think of lifestyle, obviously you're going to think about the time that you spend in your backyard with your family and with friends and entertaining and stuff. So there's a lot of different products that help a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. You know, obviously paver patios, outdoor kitchens, fire pits. I think that's the foundational level at being able to utilize your backyard in a good way. So that's probably where I would lean to, is more of the hardscape side of things.
Mm, gotcha. And at the Charleston Home and Design Show this past January, Express Sunrooms had a beautiful display set up, showing off those hardscape pavers that you folks provide.
Yeah, that was a great show. Got to meet a lot of, you know, great homeowners, a lot of people wanting to find ideas and stuff. And hardscapes was a pretty hot topic for us, so mm-hmm. It was great.
What's the process? Somebody wants to update their backyard. They know they want to make changes. They call Express Sunrooms and what's the tell our listeners about the next steps.
Okay, so yeah, generally, you know, people are trying to solve a problem first off. You know, they're like, hey, we need some shading back here, or, you know, we want to have an area that we can spend time with the family, or, you know, golly, we don't have anywhere to entertain inside the house. We want to move it outside. So usually it's that problem that, you know, pokes at the homeowner and says, you know, I need to reach out to somebody. And when they call our office, we schedule a design consultation where we come out and just kind of take a look at what you're wanting to do and what issues you're trying to solve, you know, what it is you're trying to accomplish. We generally come up with a design, whether it's a full-fledged sunroom or something as simple as, you know, an awning and, you know, what color it should be and how it should match with the house and where it should be located at. And then once that's taken care of, if somebody wants to pull the trigger and move forward, then we'll start the process of handling the homeowner's HOA process, handling if permits are necessary or engineering is necessary, order any of the products that might be needed for the project. And then the project's assigned to a project manager who will oversee the entire build process. And then we come out there and get busy and get to work. And hopefully our name will be a good part of that. And that's the Express part of it. We can do it for you fast and get you out there enjoying it.
And Express Sunrooms takes care of all the permitting and that kind of thing?
Yep, sure do. You know, most subdivisions and neighborhoods nowadays have HOA requirements. So we want to make sure that what we're doing is going to meet the HOA requirements. So we handle that process for the homeowner. And that's a big burden off of a lot of people's, you know, shoulders. They're unfamiliar with it. They haven't really done that. So having somebody that's very familiar with and done it, you know, literally thousands of times is very helpful. And then engineering is needed on some projects, but the permitting process, we handle all of that, submitting it to the building department, getting approval, and then getting that permit.
You know, I recall interviewing you for the first time somewhere back in 2008, 2010, somewhere in there. And I remember something that really struck me, and I'm curious if Express Sunroom still continues this, is you told me way back then that you don't collect any money from the homeowner until the project is complete and the homeowner is satisfied with everything.
Yep, no, that's still true to this day. It's literally one of we have on the back of our business card something called trust points, and there's 10 of them, and it's basically the things that a homeowner can count on out of us when they become our client. And one of those is that there's no down payment, there's no deposit, there's no money out of your pocket today when you put your order in with us. We'll come out and we'll take care of the HOA and the permitting and the engineering and order the material and come out and build the complete project. And then once we're done, you walk out there and give us the thumbs up. Well, then that's, of course, when we get paid. And it gives a homeowner a lot of peace of mind, because we've all heard the stories of the homeowners that gave some contractor, you know, a third or a half of the money up front and then never heard from him again. Well, that's just something that will never happen, because you're not giving us a dime until we're done and you're happy with that project. Mm.
That's a big burden for Express Sunrooms to take on, to, you know, you have to order those materials, pay for them all and so forth, pay for the labor to have it all installed. But I would imagine it's also a big motivator for the Express Sunrooms crew to do it right and, know that, hey, we're not going to get paid unless we make the customer happy.
Yeah, that's true. And every single team member that we have knows that is what, you know, the way that Express Sunrooms operates. So there's no shortcut going to get us there any quicker. You're going to have to do it right. You got to make sure that there's a smile on that customer's face at the end of the project. You know, I have friends that will ask me, you know, how do you like the business that you have? And I say, I love it, because people are smiling the day we show up there to talk to them about the design. They're smiling the day that we get there to actually build the project. And then they're smiling at the end when they're handing you a check or a credit card to pay for that project. And you know, if you can have a business that has customers smiling at you that much, that's a pretty good thing.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what are some of those other trust points that you mentioned?
That were licensed, bonded, and insured. You know, a lot of times you can have a contractor come by and, you know, he's not actually licensed to do the work that he's doing. He's not bonded. That's something that gives homeowners a peace of mind. The reason a contractor has a bond is something goes wrong, you have somewhere to go. He's insured. You know, if his helper falls off a ladder and gets hurt, you don't want him suing your homeowner's insurance. So with us, you know, you got the peace of mind. You know, licensed, bonded, insured. You know, we obtain all the proper building permits. Something as simple as we return our calls. You know, lots of people, you probably have dealt with all kinds of businesses. You call them 3, 4, 5, 10 times and not get a response. Well, that's one of our trust points, that we're going to return our calls. If you call us and we don't answer that phone, maybe it's after hours or something, you will get that return call from us. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, that's great. That's great. And Michael, I wanted to ask you about a new line of modular kitchens that Express Sunrooms has just taken on.
Yeah, it's something we're really excited about. You know, we've always done kitchens with hardscape materials, you know, paver patios with the hardscape kitchen there with the grill and some doors on it and stuff like that. But the modular kitchens are just have really been a really hot product. We brought it in. We went to a trade show and saw this, and we're like, man, this quality is outstanding. And these modular kitchens come with a lot of little bells and whistles that maybe you don't normally get on a hardscape kitchen. And you have the ability to maneuver it. You know, you may have it on one side of the patio and you might want to move it to another side of the patio, but with an outdoor paver kitchen, hardscape kitchen, once it's in place, it's in place.
Mm-hmm.
So the modular kitchens, you know, they come with the cabinets, they come with the countertops, come with the grills, very good equipment. They come with sinks, pizza ovens, trash can areas, just all kinds of great options. And it's, you know, reasonably priced as well. So, you know, these kitchens, one that would carry a grill, a sink, a refrigerator, several drawers, and the soft closed drawers like you would have a kitchen in your house.
Mm-hmm.
These things are starting around, you know, the high four to mid $5,000 mark. So very reasonably priced. And it gives you more of a feel like a kitchen that you would have inside your home. That's a trend that we're noticing. A lot of people say, hey, you know, the kitchen I have in my home, I'd love to have something like that outside. And this allows you to be able to do that. So we're super excited about it.
Nice. And it'll hold up to our low country weather with the heat and humidity and salt air.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's all built with, you know, the parts and pieces that can withstand the elements. It's got a great warranty on it. The manufacturer of these, you can call them and say, hey, this went wrong with my grill, and they will send you the whole new grill. It's incredible, the customer service that they provide.
Nice. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about these modular kitchens and Express Sunrooms in general?
Well, you can visit us online, expresssunrooms.com. Got lots of great information on there, some pictures and things like that. We also have a showroom that's located up in Ladson, right off of I-26, Treeland Drive. You can certainly stop in anytime. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 until 5. Obviously, you can see us at the home shows. And, of course, we're also in Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. And you can, as Michael just mentioned, you can always find Express Sunrooms within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. How are you, Linda?
I'm great, Tim. It's always great to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
It's always great to have you. Linda, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design.
Well, I've been in business for about 30 years. Love what I do. I have a fantastic team, and we do anything that you can imagine to make your outdoor spaces absolutely functional first and beautiful. We wanted to be a like a sanctuary that you can enjoy and jump off the merry-go-round anytime. So, yeah, we concentrate on working very closely with clients to make their gardens beautiful extensions of their home and lifestyle.
Very good. And how long have you been helping homeowners with their front, back, and side yards?
Well, I started in 1996, and it was just me. That's why it's such a long name, Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. Because it literally was just me and a truck and some tools and boots. And I still, to this day, whether I'm going to a gala or I'm going to go work, I have work gloves and pruners in the back of my car today, even.
Oh, good for you.
So since 1996, yeah, and I absolutely love what I do. Like I said, it's really fun to show up, whether it's just making gardens more healthy again. A lot of people after the winter months, you know, they really need this spring is very tempting, and this is the best time of year to get your garden back in a good, healthy condition, and then, of course, making it beautiful with gorgeous spring blossoms.
Mm-hmm. And Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, you folks have won a few awards over the years, right?
Yes, Tim. I'm actually very proud of that. I have been, it's called Best of Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z. Is a platform that I've been on for, I think I have won Best of Houzz since 2014 every year. And it's pretty difficult to win that. It's a criteria. You can't buy it. You have to earn it, which is great. And then, of course, many other accolades that I've won, and I've spoken to garden groups and teach students. And matter of fact, I have an upcoming symposium in October at Charlestown Landing that will have about 150 students that are trying to get their credits for horticulture or master gardening programs. So I'm super excited about it. I always like paying it forward because gardening is my passion. So it's more than a career. It's truly a passion.
Well, talk about some of the projects that Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design has been involved with that you're particularly proud of.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'd like to say every project I'm involved with, I really enjoy working with a client closely to, achieve what their goals are in mind. So some of my favorites, one of the biggest ones I've done, and not just big, just because it's big, but the clients were wonderful, but it was a complete transformation of a space in John's Island. We originally were going to be putting in a swimming pool and an outdoor kitchen and a pavilion and that type of things. But we worked with them quite a bit to have this extraordinary extension of their homes. We added a screen porch, an elevated screen porch, and two beautiful conversation areas. They have a large family and, of course, a putting green with a fire pit and a water feature, which I personally don't feel any garden is complete without a water feature or a fire pit. Mm-hmm. So that would be one of my favorites. Most of my gardens that I've worked with in my entire career do involve hardscapes and the elements like focal points like oversized planters or sculptures and the like.
Where does it all start? The homeowner gives Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design a call, and what are the steps?
That's a great question. Absolutely. The first call is connection for them to call me or email me. My phone number is 704-995-7173. I'm from Charlotte, but I've made Charleston my home since 2013. And then once I meet with them, it usually starts with an on-site consultation that takes at least 1 hour and sometimes two or three. Each client is different. It's a custom. Every garden is custom and curated for that particular garden and client. And so many things to consider, like the architecture, the lifestyle. Do they have children, pets? What's their borrowed view, that type of thing. So when I meet with them, I do like a little sketch, and I'm very old school. I bring a pad and I show pictures of what I've done and some ideas of things I haven't done yet. that I'd like to do in their gardens, because each one speaks to me differently. I'm kind of a garden whisperer in that fact. I can envision what a garden is going to look like in 10 or 15 or 20 years in its mature state, which is a great benefit to me. But yeah, it starts with that phone call, and then we do a landscape design. Usually that's to scale, especially for people who are in an HOA or an architectural review board situation. They're going to need that, and that is accompanied by a plant key that gives the size, type, and quantity of plants. And then it's a per line item to include like outdoor lighting and irrigation and hardscapes like patios and outdoor kitchens and swimming pools and the like.
Wow, that's fantastic. So the homeowner's not going to have to be calling a bunch of different contractors. They can call Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, and whatever they want to do in their outside space. That's whether it's hardscape or outdoor lighting or pergolas or anything.
That's right.
And that's that goes way beyond just the plantings, and you handle it all.
It is. It's a one-stop shop. I love working with the client from design to completion, but I can do any or all of that process. 99% of my clients, I am involved from point A to Z, but I love gardening and I love helping people to learn how to take care of their garden as well. It's a pretty beautiful situation where the client and I become pretty good friends because it's such a personal space. I mean, anytime anyone's in your home or your garden space, it has to be a reflection of them. So it is a very personalized and curated space, and that's important. And I think it shows in the end results. My gardens, I'm very proud of them. I think of them almost as if they're my own garden, because that collaborative effort between me and the client is so important, and it will be reflected in the garden.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And I understand that Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, you folks have a new podcast that you've launched.
Yes, Tim, I'm super excited. It was just launched a couple of days ago, and people can check me out on Spotify and YouTube. And the name of my podcast is Southern Gardens Podcast. And of course, my name is Linda Greenberg, in case anything, if they're trying to Google me. But it's Southern Gardens Podcast, both on Spotify and YouTube. Please check me out.
Oh, the congratulations on that. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And your husband is part of the team. I imagine he helped to put that podcast together, huh?
He actually has put the entire podcast together, along with, I have a social media expert. Her name is Avery Estelle, and Avery's helped us so much. My husband does all of my, he is my director of operations, so he takes care of all the behind the scenes so I can put my magic into the garden design and the installation process. We're on the podcast. We're going to be interviewing people from all over the world, not only just locals, which I think is exciting, but also, whether it's Europe or a lot of people liking European influences. So I do have a few people that I'm talking to about that, but also the common everyday person, you know, like how grows in your garden, what have you done to make it spectacular, some lighting pros, stonemasons, a water feature expert, which is another big thing as well. So yes, I'm super excited about it. Fingers crossed
great
on that one. Thank
well,
you.
And how can folks get more information about Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design?
The best thing for them to do is either call me at the 704-995-7173, or to reach me through email at linda@lglandscapes.net. And my website is www.lindagreenberglandscapedesigns.com.
And you can always find Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. Thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you, Tim. You're the best. Have a great day, love.
And now we're talking with Zach Fouth with Cabinet IQ. How you doing, Zach?
Hey, Tim. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Zach, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Cabinet IQ.
Yeah, so Cabinet IQ, so it's a we're located here in Charleston, so we have kind of access to the greater Charleston area. We're located right off Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island, and so kind of how Cabinet IQ came about was, so it's originated out of Austin, Texas, and there's over 60 locations now within the U.S. And so the reason why Cabinet IQ was originally started, so the founder, Michael Hartel, was a custom home builder in the Texas area in Austin, and he kept running into issues with the cabinet companies that he was using, whether it would be manufacturing issues, selection issues, pricing. And so he decided to start Cabinet IQ and grow it into a franchise. And so he did that because he wanted to make sure that customers were getting great materials. So all the materials that we actually use, all the brands we have are U.S. brands. So everything is manufactured and sourced in the U.S. And then also that, that leads to getting great prices, right? We're not getting things from overseas. We are able to use, local vendors, areas like North Carolina, Missouri, Tennessee is where we get a lot of our material from. And just providing a true, comprehensive overall package to the client. So starting at design and selection to full build out of the kitchen, installation, kind of just a full scope for the clients, like a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So a homeowner is interested in remodeling their kitchen. What exactly can Cabinet IQ help a homeowner with in terms of the different parts of the kitchen?
Yeah, so basically we could help the homeowner from the very first day, from their first thoughts of hey, maybe do I want to move forward with this? What's it going to take? So we can help them figure out a full scope of, hey, here's every aspect that's going to go into remodeling your kitchen and getting it the way that you want it to be. We have multiple other trade partners that we work with, whether it's contractors. We need to take walls down, put support beams in, electricians, plumbers, everybody like that, tile guys that we can suggest to kind of get a full scope for the client before we can start and say, hey, here's what your cost is going to be. Here's going to be your benefit. And so we can, get them their full plan together before they even start.
I gotcha. And Cabinet IQ, obviously you folks will be providing the cabinetry and you're going to create a design for the homeowner for their newly remodeled kitchen.
Correct. Yeah. So we provide cabinets, countertops, and installation. Kind of first stop would be what we'd like to do is have the homeowner or the client that we're working with come into the showroom and see kind of the breadth of what products we have. So they can look at different door styles, colors, finishes, everything like that. They can look at different countertop options. We offer quartz, quartzite, granite, marble. We also work with a lot of local stone yards to get some of the more exotic stones as well. And so from that point, it would go into the design phase where one of our team members will go out to the client's home, do a full measure of the area, get all the dimensions that we would need, and then we create the design package with floor plans, 2D renders, and 3D renders as well.
Nice. So the homeowner doesn't have to come up with a plan. They just know that they want a different kitchen, and Cabinet IQ can create the design and then start the process.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's really the process is really hand in hand with the homeowner or client because they're living in their home every day, and so we want to understand how they're using their kitchen, who's using the kitchen, what's kind of lacking, what do they need, and we kind of go through the design process hand in hand with the client to figure out, hey, how do we optimize what you have to give you the exact end experience.
And Cabinet IQ is a franchise. And Zach, why did you decide to become a franchisee with the Cabinet IQ brand?
Yeah, so my family's been in construction since the early 50s, so I've grown up with it. I've seen my grandfather in construction, my father, and then myself. I was flipping houses for years. And it was always my favorite part was when I was doing the kitchens, the bathrooms, because they always made the most impact, right? You can make a huge change with flooring and cabinetry and countertops. And so that's how I ended up getting into, purchasing a Cabinet IQ franchise here in Charleston.
Gotcha. And what would you say the advantages of working with a franchise owner like you for Cabinet IQ versus someone who might be fabricating cabinets themselves?
Yes. So we have a really large presence now, because like I said, we have over 60 locations, Cabinet IQ does, within the U.S., and so we have really good relationships with all the brands that we have. So we carry 9 different brands of cabinetry currently, and they've been vetted out over years and years and years to make sure that, you know, we are working with some of the best cabinet companies in industry, from as far as product that they're producing, quality, different options, as well as far as, you know, any kind of accessories that want to be added in. So we have a really good reach on getting with, you know, some of the best product within the U.S., as well as pricing. Since we have such a large presence, we have some pretty good pricing structures that we can get some really good deals on cabinetry as well, since we are, you know, working nationally with these brands.
Gotcha. And what styles of cabinet doors are really popular these days?
You know, so it's kind of, there's almost like two ends. So there's two major ones, or three major, would be like a framed cabinet, a frameless cabinet, and an inset. And what's really interesting about the Charleston area is different areas within Charleston like these different, the three different options. So if you're downtown in the more historic area, the inset option is what people tend to go to. It's very traditional. It's very, it fits the feel of downtown Charleston. Once you get to the more residential areas, the neighborhoods, people are going with the frame cabinet. It's traditional, but it's elevated. It gives you good storage options. And then you also have certain areas, you know, maybe in some of the beach towns where people like to go a little bit more modern. And that's where you'll see the frameless cabinets. So you get even more storage out of those. You get less lines. Everything looks more customly built in with those, which is a great option. A little bit more sleek, modern look.
Well, that's great. How about countertop options?
So countertop options, there's basically, you go with a man-made quartz, which has really come a long way. It used to look, you know, a little, not, you could tell it was not real. Nowadays, there's so many options where you can't even really tell that it's not a real stone. And what's great about quartz is it's more durable. So it is more like heat tolerant, scratch tolerant, needs less maintenance on it. But then, you know, natural stone always can be very popular. I personally prefer a natural stone in my homes, just because I like the beauty of stone that comes naturally from the earth. So you see people that like both things for both reasons. Maybe families go for quartz because of it doesn't stain, so they don't have to worry about, you know, kids and everything like that. And then you'll see people who are maybe looking for more of an aesthetic, more elegant feel, and they'll go with a natural stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed a lot of interior designers choosing quartz material because if they want the kitchen counters to have the look of marble, no problem. But you won't have the staining or the potential cutting. Occasionally you might not have a cutting board. You might be cutting up some vegetables on the countertop, and that can cut right into the marble, which is a softer material, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So yeah, marble is something you have to be very careful with. And there's also, you know, from an educational standpoint, there's a hard marble and a soft marble. So soft marble, you will have, be much more prone to staining, to chipping. Hard marbles, you'll be a little bit more resistant to that. But like you're saying, a lot of designers who are working with families, they are looking towards that quartz because you can get the natural look and you get the durability out of it as well.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information? One last question I wanted to ask you. Does Cabinet IQ, do you work strictly with homeowners, or what about commercial jobs like doctor's offices and things like that, or directly with builders?
Yep. So we work with everybody. So whether it's a homeowner, a contractor, builder, commercial, residential, we work with, we have products that could fit every kind of need. And then we've worked with, you know, all different facets before as well.
Nice. Okay. Well, how can folks get more information about Cabinet IQ?
Yeah, I mean, they can visit our website, which would be cabinetiq.com, or they can give me a call at 843-256-8382, or always welcome to come into our showroom over at 2500 Clements Ferry Road. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and then on Saturdays as well from 9 to 1, or by appointment is always definitely encouraged.
And you can always find Cabinet IQ within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Zach Fouth with Cabinet IQ. Thanks so much, Zach.
Hey, Tim. Thank you very much. Good talking with you.
And now we're talking with Stephen Kukulka with Decks and Docks. How are you doing, Stephen?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Good, good. tell our listeners all about Dex and Docs.
Sure. So Dex and Docs is the Charleston location is a part of a chain of 50 plus locations nationwide. We're initially started down in Clearwater, Florida as a single location back in 2005 and have grown to a what we consider a national brand. We're west of the Mississippi River all the way to Providence, Rhode Island, down to the Keys every couple hours. So there's not many places that folks are looking for outdoor living that we can't help supply it.
Gotcha. And what types of materials can people find at Dex and Docs?
Sure. So the broad category we define it as is outdoor living. Now, within that, it's, you know, decking, railing, fencing, a little bit of outdoor kitchens, anything waterfront. So from pilings to seawall to pedestals to just about anything you need for waterfront applications, composite decking, ePay, custom handrails, anything folks are looking for.
And what parts of town do the Dex and Docs materials end up being installed?
So our the contractors we team up with, or the contractors we sell to, or the contractors that homeowners use go, you know, anywhere in a 2-hour radius of Charleston. Additionally, we've got a store in Savannah that covers Hilton Head, Beaufort, Bluffton, all the way down to Brunswick. And then we've got a store in Myrtle Beach, Merle's Inlet area that covers, you know, anywhere along the coast towards town. But we commonly do deliveries to Sumter, Summerton, up to the lakes, anywhere in the Ace Basin, basically anywhere within a 2-hour radius of Charleston.
All right. And have you noticed an uptick in homeowners wanting to get their decking replaced because it may have that pressure treated decking may have failed, you know, that was installed maybe 15, 20 years ago?
For sure. I mean, if anybody's got a deck that they've had for 15, 20 years made out of pressure treated, I'd consider that a good investment. Any more, we're seeing 10, 12, 15 years maybe out of pressure treated. It's just not what it used to be. And I'm a wood guy, so I hate to even say that. But, you know, composite, any one of the composites, any one of the synthetics, we're seeing a huge uptick in that. And we're even seeing synthetic framing become a much, much larger portion of the framing material that's sold, either from a Azex option where it's fully aluminum to Fortress framing to Owens Corning, synthetic framing. All of that is beginning to pop up.
Yeah, and we did a story last year in Charleston Home and Design magazine about the fact that about 20 years ago the EPA changed the formula for how pressure treated lumber was treated, and they took out key ingredient arsenic, which sounds really bad, but you'd have to eat an entire 2x4 to be affected by it, and no one's going to do that. But but it lessened the way that pressure treated lumber was supposed to react to the elements over the years. And they've made the pressure treated formula better today than it was 20 years ago.
They have, and I think the other thing, not to go off on a tangent, but I think the other thing is the way that we grow our pine trees now. So with the agricultural, essentially tree farming, the plant to cut has gotten significantly faster than what our grandparents used. I mean, our grandparents were framing homes with unpressure treated pine, and now we're talking about treatment more than we are pine. And if you look at the growth rings on the end of a 2x4 now versus what you used to get, it's just not even the same. It's not even the same product. So.
Yeah. There's a reason those old houses in downtown Charleston are still standing, because they used old growth pine to build those. And
for sure.
Well, I understand that Dex and Docs has some exciting new news.
We do. So, yes, sir. So we are opening a what we're calling a design center in the Mount Pleasant area. Don't have the address. Not ready to share the address at the moment, but we will make an announcement with more specifics later. But we are opening a design center in Mount Pleasant. And what we envision that to be is a place in a shopping center not attached to a lumberyard, where you can go get groceries, go stop at the Verizon, and then pop in to talk about decking, railing, fencing. We'll have all the displays. It'll be nice, clean, neat. There'll be lighting options there. It'll be everything you can assume, you know, you can look for in outdoor living. There'll be some outdoor kitchens there. It'll be a place where you can go and look at all of the options for your, you know, whatever you want your backyard to be, whatever your vision is for your backyard.
Oh, that's great. Are there other decks and docks, showrooms in other parts of the country?
Yes, sir, there are. So we originally got the idea through a partnership with Kansas City Deck Supply, which is now Decks and Docks Kansas City. And in that locality, they have three showrooms in one city. And so very rarely do homeowners have to go to the lumberyard, which oftentimes are in out of, you know, not in downtown Mount Pleasant or not in, you know, not in the more affluent areas. Mm-hmm. And so in Kansas City, they have three showrooms around the city, and we've since expanded that out. And we now have showrooms in Franklin, Tennessee, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Charlotte and Cornelius that partners with that branch. And we're also putting one in, like I said, in Mount Pleasant. That will be a place. It'll be staffed with an expert that's all they do is outdoor living. They know all the deckings, all the railings. And it'll be a place that's, you know, theoretically high impact for someone that's looking for everything. You know, they've already done their internet research. They have an idea of what they want to do. And they can go there and make some final decisions to be able to touch and feel the different products.
So the nice thing is it kind of puts the homeowner in charge of choosing the materials that are going to go into their outdoor living space. So they can visit the Decks and Docks showroom in Mount Pleasant, which will be coming when?
Just as fast as we can get it ready. I don't want to put it out in the universe when, because then things will start pop up why that won't happen. But it'll hopefully be this summer is the goal.
Gotcha.
Spring, summer.
So they'll be able to visit the Decks and Docks showroom and not necessarily have to rub elbows with other contractors, but they can look at finished vignettes that show the stainless steel railing that's very popular these days.
Yeah.
And all the different decking options and so forth, and kind of pick out those items, and then go tell their contractor that's what they want, and go get the measurements and pick up the order.
Sure. And additionally, into that, it's designed for homeowners to be able to come and kick tires on different products and look at and, you know, spend 30 minutes uninterrupted. In a lumberyard, it can get very busy with pickups and with, you know, yard guys coming in and out and drivers coming in and out. So this will be a space where you can really lean into making a decision and look at this color and how it interacts with that color and this railing and this decking. And additionally to that, it's instead of just being for homeowners, we will actually have a space for contractors where they can come and meet with homeowners in a conference room. Mm-hmm. And so a contractor could theoretically say to a homeowner, go up there, start talking about things, start making decisions, you know, and then you and I can sit down and make sure that the plan together and they can put pricing and it'll be a space for contractors and homeowners to meet as well.
Oh, that's great. That sounds awesome. Well, in the meantime, how can folks get more information about Decks and Docks?
Sure. So the best place to look for us for immediate information is online. So you go to decks-docs.com. And I think we have a pretty strong Instagram presence and a Facebook presence where we make a lot of these announcements. And you can sign up for newsletters and all that good stuff as well.
All right, great. And you can always find Decks and Docks within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Stephen Kukulka with Decks and Docks. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. I said, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring in the hall.
talking about a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.